there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Today, we have an email from Braden. Hi, Ben and Nathan. My name is Braden, and I'm preparing for my first LSAT come August. I have loved listening to the podcast and enjoy the raw and real energy you both put forth. Whoa. I was listening to another video regarding guessing and the way in which you should go about answering questions you don't know. The advice was to always answer D or another, but always consistently answering the same guess. What do you think?
It doesn't matter at all. Pick any answer.
Doesn't matter at all. Yeah.
I was thinking about it a little bit yesterday. Well, I have two thoughts. First is, if it's not related to actually understanding the LSAT,
we don't care.
We don't care.
Yep.
So what letter you guess or exactly how you guess, when you guess, we don't care because it's not related to understanding the test. It is critical that you
guess so that you at least have those.
You must bubble in a bubble for every question or click a radio button for every question because you're going to get one out of five of those right in the long run. And so we don't care. You pick all A's, B's, C's, D's, E's, doesn't matter. And then I was thinking about it in the car yesterday, actually, because I saw this email yesterday morning. I guess, would you even agree with this statement? I think I used to say, if you guess all the same letter, then you're more likely that you're going to get at least one of them right. I think what I was thinking was, it's a lower variance strategy to guess all the same letter.
Yeah, I actually don't know. I thought it didn't matter, but.
Well.
Does it?
Think about the upside. Let's say you're guessing on seven questions.
Okay.
Okay. If you put all D's, it doesn't seem like you have any chance of getting six or seven correct.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you just have very small chances of getting that many correct anyway, yeah, because it's 7 1-in-5 shots.
Sure.
Right. But my what I was thinking was, and again, this is not the type of shit that we should be focusing on because it's not about really understanding the test. But if you randomly pick answers, it seems slightly more likely that you would actually get them all right. I mean, it's very marginal, even if it is real.
But like, yeah.
My point was, I used to say, pick all the same letter because you will reduce your variance. But now that I think about it more, you should probably do the opposite of that because it will increase your variance because variance is good because law schools only care about your highest score. So if all else were really equal, right, if your expected value was the same one way or the other, you would theoretically prefer the higher variance strategy.
That's cute, but I think we're just stressing people out for no reason.
I agree. Disregard everything I just said because, well, things can be correct in theory and still be a waste of time. So I apologize for all of that. I was nerding out thinking about it.
Yeah.
Can I be technically correct, though?
I think, because I was thinking about, I guess the chances of, you're not going to see six Ds, right?
Or seven very Ds. Unlikely. I mean, now everybody's going to be looking at their.
I think we could say that with probably 100% confidence. I've never seen that. The most I've ever seen correct in a row is four. So I've seen four Ds in a row.
Okay, but do not pay attention to that at all. I mean, I remember people in the old Scantron days, they'd look at it and they'd be like, wait a second, that's too many B's in a row. And then they'd start changing some of them.
Yeah, but you don't know which one.
Exactly. You don't know which one
is wrong.
No, you need to answer every question as best you can. And if it results in a long string of correct answers, sometimes there are fairly long strings of correct answers. And anyway, you don't know which one's wrong. So don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
But I definitely have never seen the last five all be the same answer.
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to avoid that problem.
So what I'm saying is maybe you do give yourself a slight increased chance in getting lucky if you just randomly guess whatever during those last five.
So some people are listening to this and saying, okay, I follow the discussion. I'm going to do random guessing at the end.
And if you do, great. Perfect. Nice. Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't care. The answer is we don't care. Just make sure you do bubble in bubbles, whatever you bubble. It doesn't matter if you're team A, team B, C, D, E, or team Christmas tree. Just bubble in whatever. It does not matter.
Yep. And I would say bubble in at the 5-minute warning unless you know you're going to finish.
Well, that actually does kind of matter. And this is a tip that is related to understanding the test. We recommend that you turn the timer off while you're doing your timed section. Just click the clock. The clock disappears. You don't focus on the clock. You focus on actually understanding. Just like the real test. That's how you should do your practice sections. And on the real test, you should turn off the clock. And then at the 5-minute warning, yeah, you should bubble in guesses for every question remaining. But that's only so that you can then quickly get back to the business of actually understanding one more question and getting it right.
Yeah.
So that is a tip that's related. We care about that. But what you guess, we don't care at all.
Don't care at all. Cool. Thank you, Braden. If you have questions or you want to share some news on the LSAT or law school admissions, email us at daily@lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.